You're the next eager on the races, right? Okay, we have three yigs.
She says that I'm quitting to run to other racial action.
Oh, that's the fair way.
Yeah, that's why she's not here.
Okay, 6:30, call the meeting in order. Do you roll call vote, or I don't see a roll call in the agenda? Okay, Public Works. Orzowski? I'm sorry?
Roll call.
Roll for Public Works.
Somebody take it up here?
Yes, yeah, who's?
In recording here?
What?
We have someone doing it. You want to do the roll call too, or you don't have?
Sure, I could do that. I'll start with Public Works. Supervisor Nordigan?
Present.
Stock?
Here.
Belsky?
Here.
Stocker?
Here.
Carroll? O'Day?
Carroll's on his ways, and O'Day's gets accused.
And then Thomas?
He's just in the meeting next door. He's planning on being here, but I don't know if he will be here.
Okay. For Finance, Supervisor Rose?
Here.
Geertsen?
Here.
Poole?
Here.
Decker?
Here.
Stocker?
Here.
Bashaw?
Here.
Grady?
Here.
Youth and Governance, Aiden Hawkins?
Here.
And Evan Vasquez?
Here.
Brian Thomas is here now. Next up, citizens' comments. Do we have any citizens who would like to speak? Any citizens who would like to speak? One last call for any citizens who would like to speak. Okay, seeing no citizens who would like to speak. Next on the agenda is a Public Works resolution. For the Public Works, resolution to accept a grant for the Neighborhood Investment Fund Program for relocation of the Kenosha County Human Services Building. To, I guess, go over the resolution as well as answer any questions. Jim Humphrey, you're...
Can I just stand it up, stand here, and
wherever you want.
Do I need to sit at the bar?
Maybe over at the end.
Here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
This resolution is to accept a grant from the Neighborhood Housing Investment Fund to help pay for the relocation of the Kenosha County Human Services Building. It is a $9.85 million grant that they have authorized to give to us. But before we can, it needs acceptance from various committees, your committee and the county board. It's ultimately funded by the ARPA program. So in order to do that, I know last year someone had requested that anytime we accept funds or we have to get everyone's approval. So that's another reason we're here. And there's also a couple of therefore be it resolves that the County Board of Supervisors authorizes administration to accept the grant, and that we would comply with the requirements of the ARPA 2 CFR Part 200 Uniform Guidance as required by the grant, which includes completing any documentation to meet the intent of this resolution. So we ask for your approval so you can accept the grant.
Any questions? Supervisor Belsky?
So just so it's on the record, the $10 million will be used for construction by SR Mills. And that funding will come off the purchase price after the 5 years. Is that how it's going to work?
Half of the grant. Any grant that we get or they get, we split 50-50.
Okay, even though the grant was forecasted at $3 million in the original contract and it went to 9.89?
Correct.
Okay, so now they're going to get half of that 9.89 that
yes.
wasn't altered? Okay, is that money then going to come off our purchase price?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
No, wait, well, clarification.
Okay, I'll answer
the 50% it. Is.
Correct.
Yes, correct.
I would have liked the 100%, but since they're getting tax credits for 5 years.
We are getting half of their tax credits.
We're getting half of the tax credits?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. They get anything they... I'm sorry, Patty, go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Nope.
Any revenues that they get, like tax credits, solar credit, all that is split 50-50, and any grants that we were to, we received were to be split 50-50.
Okay, thank you.
Questions, Supervisor Decker?
Is this the grant that we got a check for a long time?
A big check?
Big giant check, then we've been sitting waiting for the money, that's what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it took the state a while, and Jim can speak to this better than me, it took them a while to tell us how.
We got a big check.
Yeah.
But we didn't get the money.
Now we do?
No, the way it works, it's a reimbursement thing, there's two ways you can get the money. You can ask them ahead of time for a chunk of the money that you think you're gonna spend in the next 6 months, and they'll probably give it to you. They have to reconcile that at the end. Or you can ask them after you've spent it in 6 months, you can ask them for the money back, but they will not write a $9.85 million check.
Done. Thank you.
Who gets the big check?
Yeah.
I think Joe Cardamone currently has it.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for supervisors?
Not really, they talked to the chairman through the chair to Mr. Cuthbert. This is, I'm new to the county board, so it's my understanding that prior to me being seated, the county board adopted a policy that, so it's self-imposed, and I think it specifically relates to ARPA, just ARPA. If anything's incorrect, let the committees know. So just for ARPA, if there's any new money, then the board requires that that grant be approved. And this grant approval is not a condition of the funder of the state or federal government, it's Kenosha County, it's a self-imposed requirement. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Jim, you mentioned the language on page two, the Code of Federal Regulations. What, in layman's terms, what you're meaning there is that you'll spend this money in compliance with the laws, the federal and state laws that govern ARPA.
Correct.
I yield the floor.
Any other supervisors? Supervisor Ray?
So you mentioned the dollar amount that will be saved by the county with this grant being accepted. Is part of the finance packaging ultimately going to include some type of bonding for this project?
The way it works is, I'll just tell you the timing real quickly. For this year and into the first part of next year, the design will be completed. They hope to break, and then it'll be bid out. The construction hopes to be started at the end of next year with maybe a year and a half construction, so it's planned to be done in the middle to the third quarter of 05 at the point in time when we would move in, and we rented for 5 years. So any CIP would be, to buy the building would be 29. Now, so I don't know if we're renting and we buy, you know, equipment or anything, but that's.
I'm gonna rephrase my question. Here's the question. We know that there's a dollar amount associated with this. If there indeed is savings that will accrue because we're not having to finance as much, because there's less to have to do that with, do we have a handle on what the savings would be from a finance or interest, principal and interest standpoint? The calculation's been done on that. Can you?
We did a calculation at the beginning, but everything's in the design phase and in the estimated phase.
So you don't have a number for?
A final number, no.
Okay.
Jim, what do you think is the estimate, just roughly, between the cost of the building to what the county actually will pay for the building, percentage-wise?
You're not gonna, like, pull this on me in 3 years?
No, from what you know.
I'll be in Brookside then, probably.
September 15th, 2020.
How about $11 million, if the current construction price?
Because you don't know what that's gonna be at the moment.
No, but based on the numbers that are in everything we have, it'll be around that number.
And the construction of the building, about twice that? Or what's our?
I can say this. Less, I think we'll pay maybe 60% of the total cost.
That's the number.
I'm roughly guessing.
Out of the.
Yeah.
Out of what you know right now, yeah. Obviously that could change. Okay. Any other supervisor?
Just, I want to make sure I understand this. So of the grant, Bear Construction is going to get half of that, and they get to keep that half. That's not going to be, that half is not going to be reflected in any way in any other deal that we're putting together.
Well, the other deal that we're putting together is a rental rate for 5 years, and they are taking that into consideration in determining the amount of the rent that we would have to pay for 5 years.
Okay, is there any hard numbers there that we can look at, or?
Nothing's, well, I'll tell you, if, depending upon how much they have to spend to build it, they'll have to take a loan. We don't know what the interest rate is. We don't know how much I have to take out the loan for because the price isn't final. But as far as the rent we pay, it's a combination of we would cover for that 5 years their principal and interest and CAM charges, common area maintenance. And we came up with a schedule for common area maintenance, which included them pretty much doing everything, cleaning the building and it's snow plowing, but our people are going to be in there, and that number, if they don't end up paying it, then they'll recompute our rent. We recalculate it, and our rent will go down. That's all part of the lease agreement. But right now, we have people in our building that will come over when that place opens up. So there might be a question of the parking lot, things like that, because it's part our parking lot, part kids' parking lot, and then part Bear parking lot. So we haven't finalized or decided on that yet.
Supervisor Michelle.
Thank you, who initiated the ask for the grants? Us or Bear?
We did.
We initiated.
Yeah, everything's in is in the county's name.
Yeah, I don't think our bill would go to
Here's my question. We initiated the grant, now I'm going to sound really selfish, because we initiated the grant specific to the construction knowing that 50% would go to Bear. Would there have been a different way to structure the grants toward county building projects or county development or some other structure within the ARPA grant whereby the county would have been the beneficiary of $10 million versus Bear being beneficiary of five.
When we wrote all this stuff and signed up, it was before we knew anything about the grant. They might have submitted it, but definitely
that's why we forecasted only.
My point is not that you had to file specific to the health services building. Was there potentially another way to have filed the grant for community development through the county or OSHA?
This particular grant was a neighborhood investment grant, and this project qualified for it. None of the other projects we were doing qualified for this grant. We intended to look for other grants as well, but honestly, we applied for the grant for the whole amount that we could, pretty much the whole amount we could apply for. We put in the estimates, $3.5 million, because we even thought that would be nice. There like was almost a line in there that we'll take whatever you'll give us. We had absolutely no idea or no expectation that we would get the entire amount that we applied for.
Okay. So Bear gets a windfall is the bottom line.
If you think we're at $3 million, we're much of $9 million.
You'll be credited against our
own. I understand that. Don't mitigate it, please. No, that's just wrong.
I understand. But
we went, we got a grant knowing they were going to be a beneficiary. That's what I want to understand. Thank you.
Yeah, we didn't write that.
I just want to respond on that on two things. One is, it's my understanding from what I heard in there that actually, yes, the grant is all under our name, the county name. However, Bear Realty is the one that pretty much initiated that under the county name. That's one thing. The other thing is, it was done. I know we spoke at that time, I was against it and everything, but everybody wanted to do the closing there, they would go 50-50, which at this point, once we got a deal, I think it's useless to even kind of talk about it. The other thing is, Bear is getting other grants, which we're going to split. So at the end, it's not really as bad as it sounds. They're in the, well, whether it's going to come out or not, about $3 million more that they're
EDA
applying
they
for grants.
They went for EDA.
Did
okay,
they?
So okay. They're applying for other grants, which is about $3 million. So we get that, you know, they're getting it, but we're going to split it down.
And it comes off our monthly rental.
Well, no, we just
well, the grant though, but yeah.
Well, we just get half of the yeah. money. What we're going to do with that? I think it's going to come off the price pretty
correct.
Much that we're going to owe. And the rental is based on the CAM. It's not going to change because it's all the expenses, and that's what we're going to have. But the interest and the principal that we pay over the 5 years, actually, I believe it, it's in the installment that we're going to pay for 5 years, minimum 5 years.
5 years.
So it's whatever, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is that whatever interest they can charge, that's the same interest that they charge us. So that's my understanding.
One thing I just want to update the record that Supervisor Carroll is here.
Yes, I'm a little bit confused here. We're talking about the Neighborhood Investment Fund, and then we're also talking about ARPA. Does Neighborhood Investment Fund have other ARPA funds, or is this part of our $33 million in ARPA?
Go ahead.
This does not have anything to do with the $33 million the county received directly from ARPA. This is through the state. The Neighborhood Investment Grant is through the state. But they are funding it with ARPA funds they received from the federal government.
Okay. That answers my question. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
Motion to approve. Second.
Supervisor Becker, second by Supervisor Felsen. Who are my Public Works youth and governance? How do you vote?
Yay.
Okay. So rest of the supervisors?
I'm Public Works.
I'm Public Works. Oh,
sorry, I'm Public Works. What's that?
We need to do voice over.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. Public Works supervisors, all those in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Finance Committee, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion.
Do you want both committees?
No. I didn't realize we had two motions.
That's fine. So, further discussion. Right, do you want a voice vote or roll call? All right, all those in favor say aye to the youth and government first.
Aye.
Okay. Rest. Finance Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sense? Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Brian, I'm shocked you didn't have a question.
Who is that?
Second.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Public Works, stick around beside this.
Aye.
You want to stay for the next meeting? Oh, yeah. Oh, do I want you to stay? Huh? Do I want you to stay? No, you don't want me to stay for the night. Yeah, I do. For the night. Why not? Huh. I know what you want. Good job. Thanks. Stick around. It's going to get better. Hmm? Oh, very definitely. Between you and her.
Yeah.
No, that's good.